Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why SurfPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call SurfPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And welcome into the Surf Pro Coaches Show here on Breezy 101 as we enter the postseason editions of our shows. We have a few minutes with Whippet's head coach Casey Orr to talk about, you know, the end of the regular season, moving into the postseason playoffs and things like that. So, coach, of course, we'll go back, take a look at that game against Louisville. Like it has been the past few years, it was tight going into the fourth quarter, almost halfway through the fourth quarter, 7-0 ball game. Then Louisville, you know, kind of does what Louisville does and ended up, you know, scoring a few more touchdowns. But what'd you think about the way that game played out?
Well, I really appreciated our kids' effort. I thought they played extremely hard. They did exactly what we asked of them. They went out there and competed. They didn't back down. They didn't shy away. And they left it all on the field. Louisville is kind of like a 90s Kentucky basketball team. They can score in bunches, and they had there toward the end of the game, they did just that. They had a barrage of touchdowns right there at the end of the ball game to make that score look a whole lot worse than it was. But our kids played extremely well, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I thought they competed. They caused turnovers. They caused confusion up front for Louisville's O-line. They got sacks. They had tackles for loss. Just a good game out of them. And offensively, you know, there was a play here, a play there that we just didn't make. And we talked to our kids about that. In big games, you know, you got to win those 50-50 plays. And I didn't feel like we did that offensively. But I think it's something that our kids can learn from and grow from and carry forward a lot of confidence, knowing that after that performance, they can play with that whoever's on the other side of the field from them. They can compete.
Yeah, and you talk about defense. And defensively, one of the guys that was in the backfield, it seemed like more than the Louisville running backs, was Kentavious Brown, your transfer from Columbus. Earned some statewide recognition, Player of the Week honors. Obviously, we named him our Player of the Game. But, I mean, Brown was like a one-man wrecking crew for your team.
He really was, and he stepped up in a big spot for us. We were without Reggie Carter Thursday night, and so that put some more pressure on Brown to have a really big ball game, and he did just that. I think he ended up with 4 sacks, maybe 6 tackles for loss. Just had an outstanding game. He played hard and was relentless after their quarterback, and their kid, I believe his last name is Jackson, at quarterback, is a very elusive athlete, heck of an athlete. And our D-line did a great job of chasing him and getting to him all night.
And we're looking forward to going to the postseason now. You're going to be going up up I-55 to Senatobia to take on the Warriors. And this is the first round of the playoffs. That means they're a 2 seed. Kosciuszko going in as a 3 seed. But we'll kind of diagnose the Warriors a little bit more in depth tomorrow night in the pregame. But just quickly, what can you tell us about this Senatobia ball club?
They're a team that played for the state championship last year. Matter of fact, missed a field goal on the last play of the game to have a shot to win it. But they are offensively, they're very similar to what we do. There's a lot of similarities between the two teams on both sides of the ball. We're both the 3-4 defensively, 2 high shell, both of us are defensively, and then offensively it's a lot of the same spread run game and a lot of the same quick passing concepts. So you're going to see two teams that are very evenly matched and very similar.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate you for being on the Surf Pro Coaches Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.